The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, it has been a crazy weekend. You know, usually I look forward to Monday, but I'm looking forward to today, quiet Monday. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Every single one of us had an exciting weekend, but probably not more exciting than Vice President Kamala Harris.
Oh.
I said that.
Yeah.
I said that. We'll get into that later in National Day. We'll get into that later. But I was the host of the WNBA All-Star Game, and it might have been the pinnacle of my career.
Oh. You're going to go with the pinnacle career? I mean, it was a big game. It was the
This week anyway.
It was the WNBA All-Stars versus Team USA.
Oh. Time out. Let's stop it right here. Wait, pinnacle different than plateau, right?
Yeah. For sure. And I'm joking. I meant for the week. I've had a lot of good stuff going on. But Anthony, you asked me earlier.
I'm not joking. I didn't know the definition of pinnacle.
You're like, what
right
is
there.
That? No. Like the highlight, the pinnacle, the best.
The pinnacle. Damn, fool. Caitlin Clark got you like that?
She did.
Caitlin Clark got you all over.
I was standing right next to Caitlin Clark. I was like, what's good, girl? And then she was
Is it what the rest of us think it is? Is she as funny and charismatic as
she is? Everybody that were on the court, from Brittany Griner to every single woman on the court, it was just an amazing moment.
You know, who's your favorite WNBA star that you interacted with since walking away from this weekend?
I got my Caitlin Clark jersey because I think she's the best player right now.
Shout out to Angel Reese, though. She had a great game.
Oh, she had a great game. It was wonderful to see, though, these two play on the same team, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, right. And then they also played against like Team USA.
Yes.
And they beat Team USA.
Which is wrong. Why isn't the best players from Team USA playing on Team USA?
No, they're the best. They're the best players.
That's a whole other discussion, Ed. There's a lot of politics that went into those decisions, but we're going to...
You know when like a lot of women work together sometimes?
That is not the way it was, Anthony. That's not the way it was.
I'll just say this. The minute they stepped on the court, they were like, Caitlin Clark is not going to score. They were guarding her full court during an All-Star game.
She played her game.
They did. And that was the best All-Star game I've seen. I've seen a lot. I'm talking men and women. They actually played a real game, man.
Hands
where
down,
it was like there's real defense and they really wanted to win.
Because I was there hosting.
That's what it was, yes.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Rat Catchers Day, everybody. So what?
I was a rat catcher.
Oh, you were. Yes. Rat catcher is a modern day exterminator. So shout out to the people getting rid of bugs.
Ew. Why is it Rat Catcher Day?
It was a German man known as the Pied Piper, and he would play his flute help get rid of them. So I don't have a reason why we celebrate.
He's featured in the movie Shrek.
There it is.
Because of Shrek. That's why it's there.
Donkey.
And kick your feet up and let's wrap it up with National Hammock Day.
Okay, hammock.
The origin story of the hammock is actually pretty interesting. It goes back to Central America in the 1700s when Europeans realized that it was a good way to keep from getting eaten by snakes and bugs.
Oh my gosh, I thought people just wanted to relax on them, which is, it's not relaxing for me because I could never get on a hammock. I would try to get on and fall over and over again.
And you would have died.
From the snakes and the bugs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nice quiet Monday. That's what I'm calling it because this weekend was wild. I hosted the WNBA versus the U.S. Olympic team All-Star game.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Let's get into it right now. First, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
All right, we'll celebrate the one, the only, Selena Gomez celebrating her birthday today. And for my wrestling fans, arguably the greatest wrestler of all time, Shawn Michaels celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so WNBA All-Star game, the most watched ever in history.
Everyone's walking away with us tonight.
So I was so excited to be a part of this. By the way, I was committed to something else. And when I got the call, I told Otto, I can't break that promise. And he's like, you crazy.
I said, do you want me to call him and I'll break it for you?
No, I called the gentleman that I was committed to working with. And he said, no, girl, are you crazy? He said, you need to go do that. And he was right. I guess I didn't realize how important this was, the WNBA team versus the U.S. Olympic team, because it only happens once every 4 years, right?
It was a huge event
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Brittany Griner.
To bring up sports history, if you're familiar with like the history of the NBA and the moment between Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, that was a pivotal point for the WNBA, also like financially, and is regaining that interest. And I feel at this point, the WNBA with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
It's the new version of Magic versus Bird.
It's at a turning point where it could really save and elevate the league. So it is a historical team to be a part of.
It's interesting that you said that too, because to see Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark on the same team playing is kind of eye-opening because in the end, we're in this together, people.
Oh, there it is. There's
you know
a unity
I mean?
Behind
we're in
it.
This
yeah.
Together. Yeah.
It kind of feels like the Remember Titans now.
And they were kind of cheering for each other, which
oh,
I
they,
saw.
Of course.
Oh, that's
they
great,
were.
Dude.
Of course
that's
they
great.
Were. You're playing
also,
on the same
shout
team.
Shout out to the homegirl, Brittany Griner. Griner. How do you say her name?
Griner.
Griner.
Yeah, I just know she's my
not
dog.
Not the Grinder. You're thinking of something else.
Now, Griner did get shut down that night. I heard everybody was on the app, but that's another story.
I bet Griner had overload that night.
Hey, she's married.
No, but she's also my homie, though, because she laughed at one of my videos on Instagram. She commented on it. So
then I guess she's my homie, too, because I said hello to her on the court this past Saturday. You know how big she is? She was holding, you know, the little popcorn boxes that you get at the games and stuff?
Yeah, the ones like $18.
She's holding, yeah, they're like $29.99. She's holding it with her hand, and you couldn't see that it was a popcorn box. Her hand is so big. That's where all my height went. Because she's 6'10", I'm 5'2". Somebody else that was there that I was excited to see, I didn't realize who she was, but I did notice the moment she walked in, I said, man, that's such a beautiful woman. She must be the wife of a basketball player. And she kept looking at me because I'm on a court, I'm smiling, laughing, I'm trying to figure out who she is. It was Vanessa Bryant.
Oh.
And when they said her name, you know, they showed her on a center hung with her children, there was
a standing ovation.
Outpouring of applause and a standing ovation, and you felt this. I'm feeling it right now, the emotion, because you know what she went through, and you know how much Kobe supported the WNBA because of Gigi.
There it is.
It was a wonderful moment.
I want to take a second to shout out Ty Dolla $ign too, because he was back there in the VIP.
Oh, yeah.
I was DJing in the VIP. I played some of his music. He actually came up there.
And shout out to Pitbull for the halftime show. Yes.
You know, a lot of nail paint in this situation.
There
right?
was. You should have seen Ty Dolla $ign's girlfriend.
Ty Dolla $ign might have had the best nails over there, dog.
He really did.
No, they weren't better than his girlfriend's.
Oh, shout out to Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Brittany Griner, and all the incredible players. Go check out the highlights at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know I'm not alone when I say when you go to a restaurant or like a buffet or a grocery store and you see that they're going to throw food away, Whole Foods is trying to help eliminate waste. We'll tell you how. Yeah, food news. Top Friday's hashtags on your Monday. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know by now that President Biden announced he will not be seeking re-election and has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris.
Ooh.
She released a statement saying she will try to earn and win the Democratic nomination. Remember, she just doesn't get it. We don't live in a monarchy or anything.
The Democratic convention's coming up pretty soon here, a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good move.
It's not like a nightclub. You can't just bring a plus one.
No.
You
can't just be like, all right,
he's got to be nominated.
He's in here now.
Got to go over to Russia for that kind of activity in North Korea. But I think it's a smart move. We've all seen President Biden decline when it comes to the ability to walk. And so I'm just like, I feel
Shane
bad because he's older.
He operates
you know,
like a Roomba. And I think that was a very fair assessment of how he moves around.
What you said off air, you guys took your grandma's driver's license away at 80.
Yeah, Anthony, yeah, that's where you took it.
Do you know what?
Why are you throwing his well under the rug? We didn't say it on the radio.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Hey, if grandma can't drive at 80, right. Maybe Joe can't run the country either.
You have a point, and thank you for making me sound intelligent, but no more off-the-air cards for you this week.
I know. We took my abuela's driver's license away.
And then he pulled it when we were talking about presidency. I'm like, oh, no, where's he going to go?
I'm done with all these old people running for president anyway.
Oh.
I'm just saying it. We need a couple of youngins. Maybe we will. Maybe the other old one will jump out to food news. DJ Automatic.
Whole Foods wants to save the world and they don't want to waste any more food. So they're offering us to buy their old food. So you could get $30 worth of food for $9.99.
I hope they call it Half Foods.
Instead of Whole Foods, half or quarter foods.
No.
One third foods.
Thank you, Dan, for helping me out. That wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Well, because you're bad at math.
It was funny when it came out. Anyway.
No,
done.
But I like that because I know that a lot of people, including myself, you go eat at a restaurant, they throw the food away. You go to a buffet. If a food is ugly at the grocery store.
Take people's old food from somebody's plate.
Automatic.
But like the food that doesn't get sold, like those to-go meals that they have at Whole Foods, you can pick those up now for half the price.
Or a banana that might be a little more brown than usual. Those kind of things.
Automatic. You might have stumbled across a great idea. Maybe we should open up a place where you take people's half plates. No.
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 That's another bad idea.
I'm 0 for 2.
If you're eating off other people's plates, you go ahead and
my
do that.
friend actually used to do that. We'd go eat pizza, and the people that would leave the pizza, because you don't touch it, he would just go box it up and take it home. I think it's a brilliant idea. Who's down for used pizza?
I'm down for whatever. I'm not participating anymore. I'm
National Day Anthony Hay.
Let's go to start with National Hammock Day. Kick back and relax a little bit. Stop
saying
it's
not relaxing
stuff.
When you can't do it. I can't get into a hammock. Every time I try to get in, it just twists, and I end up on a ground.
It's a challenge for small people.
You're right.
The
onboarding and offboarding of a hammock is intense. It doesn't need to be that intense. But let's go to wrap it up on National Rat Catchers Day, which is honoring the modern day exterminators.
Hey.
So shout out to the modern day exterminators.
You guys know my dad owned a pest control company.
No, DJ Automatic.
And I used to be a pest control guy. And I've killed a lot of stuff.
I love that. I love you. I hate the feeling when you think you killed a bug, but then it goes disappearing.
Oh,
ooh, it gives me chills.
That's why they would call me.
Are you scared of things now because you killed so many?
I have so much bad bug karma. You know, anytime I see any kind of rat or I see any kind of
spot,
I'm afraid of everything because I know they're going to come get me for all the ones that I killed. Like, and that is my guilty conscience speaking.
It is, dog. You saved that one for off air.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the good old days, right? You can think back when things were great. Remember this from The Office? Maybe you haven't watched The Office. I think you'll still understand.
I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them.
Oh, the Nard Dog right there. So I told Automatic and Anthony off air, there's a quote at the end of The Office, and they both said, oh, we know it.
That's one of the realest moments in TV history, when the Nard Dog got up there and confessed that, you know, sometimes looking back, maybe season 2 and 3 were better than what we remember.
So that's an inside office joke if you haven't seen
it. Oh, my
office.
Bad. I thought I was being philosophical in life. Like, for me, looking back on some of my seasons or my chapters of my own life, like, there's moments where I allowed worrisome and allowed fear to take over and not really appreciate something great in a moment. For me, that's what I took.
Do you have a moment, a certain moment, though, Anthony, that you can recall?
Now that, you know, the weather is how it is, I remember sitting one time in Portland, Oregon, and it was a perfect 72-degree weather. I wasn't sweating. I was just appreciating Mother's, all her good greens she had
to
offer.
Mother Earth.
Yes, and it was a great moment. And looking back, I was so stressed out about the next 6 months, and it all ended up working out. And I just thinking like, oh, that stress kind of didn't allow me to be as present as I wish, but that moment right
Anxiety is worrying about things that haven't even happened.
Oh.
That's what it is. I learned that from Inside Out, too. I'm not a philosopher.
You got me good, dude. I was like, that was deep, dude. You got me good.
Anthony's like, damn, Dana, you hit me with that one.
How about you, though, Dana? Like, with everything that happened this weekend, taking it all in, being a part of really, you know, sports history, women's history.
You know, for the past year, it's been a tough road, per se. And I think what this past weekend and the week before that has reminded me of is to live in the moment. There's not one particular moment that I can go back and say, oh, that was special. I think the past year has taught me that you can't let other people's fear worry you. You can't let other people's anger or whatever the case may be get into your own head. Because I did that. And so, you know, being a part of the WNBA versus the U.S. Olympic team All-Star game, that's forever. I'll say that's the good old days, but my good old days are happening right now. Yeah! That's how I feel. I'm like, I am in the good old days.
Thank God for the Nard Dog. You opened our eyes.
Hey, your best days are ahead of you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Colombian authorities seized 2,800 pounds of cocaine disguised as potatoes and yucca.
What the?
They dressed it up. No. So they found it inside a shipping container. According to this police report, authorities received a tip from an anonymous caller about the shipment. Detection dogs and 40-plus people worked to uncover the drugs from the container. It was going from Colombia to Spain, and the intelligence officers say they feel very, very pleased that they found these simulated yuccas and potatoes that were actually sealed cocaine, and they look like papas. They look like papas and yuccas.
Oh wow!
It is coke.
Imagine being the line cook that found that.
Oh my gosh!
This restaurant's jumping tonight, guys.
I got my order you're so fast.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of expensive restaurants and expensive food products, how much would you guys pay to have dinner with Warren Buffett?
Oh. Nothing. He's the rich guy. He's paying for me.
Well, check this out. Some anonymous donor paid $19 million
damn,
for one dinner with the legendary man, Warren Buffett. Now, this donor is remaining anonymous. This was for some type of rich billionaire event that's a fundraiser in San Francisco. So my man got dinner with Warren Buffett for $19 million.
Joke's on him because Warren Buffett's favorite meal is McDonald's.
Oh, no.
He eats McDonald's every single day. And he's 90 plus years old. Okay.
Well, guys, I'm going to give you some life advice. If you're ever planning to flee a country, don't do it on a jet ski, okay?
Oh, okay, no. Automatic. Yeah, for sure.
Just ask this 54-year-old guy from Florida. Police say he tried to get, he was going to be arrested for an insurance scam. But he decided to jump on his jet ski, load it up with extra water, food, and gas, and make the 90-mile drive from Florida to Havana, Cuba.
Oh, no!
The jet ski broke down halfway.
You know how many people in Cuba have been trying to make that swim the other way?
Well, they usually do it. Easy, they usually do it on a raft.
Dude, this guy needed more potatoes.
He should have had the Popeyes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.